Oh, and now isn't this just lovely? Oh, and what a special day. Well, it is for the Femon anyway, because it's all about her. Just to fulfill her fantasy. And it's all fake and false. And they're both police constables. Oh, the same job, isn't that sweet? But what could possibly go wrong? I mean, take a look at this wife. She's all painted up here, she looks nice. She's probably an angel. The man is just so damn lucky to have her. But actually, it wasn't very long before the man found his wife having sex in a Screwfix car park with a work colleague. And he found out that because he checked up on his wife, checked her phone, put a tag on her car. Otherwise, he may never have known. But according to the law, he's not allowed to do that. Because his wife took him to court for some kind of assault. Because he grabbed her phone off of her and tried to check how long it's been going on for. The court did not charge him with any assault charges, but they did charge him with stalking. So the laws are kind of protecting Femon's infidelity. It's obviously a chargeable offence for checking up on your wife to see if she's been unfaithful. Men see double standards like this in society and the laws every day, and they're goddamn tired of it now. And they're also sick and tired of hearing about Femon's equality. They want some equality themselves. For instance, if it was a Femon checking up on her husband, it wouldn't be classed as stalking at all, would it? And have you ever noticed when a Femon has an extramarital affair, she generally blames her husband because he didn't pay enough attention to her, or maybe they weren't having sex. It's never her fault, of course. But if her husband is found to be having an extramarital affair, he's a vile, disgusting human being and should be tarred and feathered and run out of town. And that's how you know you're in a gynocentric society, when you blatantly see double standards like that. Anyway, it's a kind of happy ending for the man. He's got something that will be loyal to him, more caring than his wife was. And the relationship between the two will last a lot longer. So I've said it before, if you want something loyal and caring, don't get a Femon, get a dog. And I'm going to tell you something I'm not really proud of. When I was a younger man, I went with quite a few married Femons. Of course, I didn't know they were married until afterwards, because the Femons keep that important point hidden. But the actual real truth and statistics is that more Femons have extramarital affairs than men do. And that's because the marriage vows actually mean nothing to the Femon, generally speaking. These laws are for the male to obey. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Every day, the Femon nature is being discovered. And I, for one, like to point it out. Because the media won't will it. You take it easy, fellas.